broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Worst case is a meltdown.
All the Asian people that live in all the apartments around me, their moms and their brothers and their sisters and their grandmas.
The NAACP does not support individuals failing a test.
It becomes a safety issue for the citizens of our community.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Radio for patriots by patriots. And of course, every night here, we bring you places other talk shows cannot bring you to. And right now we have live streaming video of our radio show every single night. We also split screen sometimes the news. We have a little NHK Japan going on. And we're keeping an eye on it in case anything happens right there. But you can certainly join us here at 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. Or online at philhendryshow.com, which is our website, and we're very, very happy to bring to you whatever we can here from the world of the greater world of news. We are talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods this evening, and we're discussing something having to do with wealth, the gaining of wealth, and more importantly, how one lives when one is wealthy. How does one know one's wealthy? This article, Bob, that we were talking about is an article having to do with wealthy people not feeling secure. You know.
Well, and it's true, Phil. A lot of us have money, and we have money in a relative sense. People may think that we have lots of money, but we don't, given the expenses we have or given the economy we're living in. More to the point, the economy that we're living in does not afford us that security. And in order for me to feel secure, I need to brandish, if you will, a little bit of the things that I've got in life. And so I show my employees my wealth. I show my business partners some of the things I have so they can be confident that I've got enough money in the bank where I can go out and drop $200,000 on a car. I can go out and drop $3,000 on a $4,000 on a suit. And I'm not really going to break a sweat. Now, I don't know why that brings up resentment in people, because we've heard a lot of talk about psychology here tonight.
Okay.
But let's talk about this psychology. Let's talk about the psychology of a guy who doesn't have what I got, and so he's going to get angry like the gentleman who had that business. I thought it was a fireworks stand.
That gentleman was a construction contractor. I don't know why you didn't get that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
All right. Now, you knew I wanted to bring up this woman, Terry Sandoval.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Okay, Terry Sandoval is another employee that you let go. She had a similar reaction. She had a more negative reaction to something that you said. You didn't bring this woman up and didn't expect you to.
These are internal affairs with our company, Phil, and they're not things we want to necessarily discuss.
All right, but Ms. Sandoval was let go. She's got three kids, a husband who's a firefighter, disabled firefighter for Orange County. And apparently you fired her after she, you know, reacted negatively to you. Apparently she said that we talked to her earlier, she didn't want to come on the air,
and that's very telling. She didn't want to come on the air. Please make a note of that.
She didn't want to come on the air. The woman was embarrassed for a number of factors. I don't know, maybe she's thinking of suing you.
But make note, please, of the fact she didn't have the courage to come on the air and confront me.
All right. Apparently, you tell me what happened, okay? So we'll get it from your, we'll get your version,
Well, I'd like to hear her version, if you don't mind.
No, you tell me, and I'll tell you what she said.
What happened was, I had talked to this, to my employees in a break room, and I said that I had I mentioned the Mercedes-Benz, I mentioned that I had, that I'd purchased recently a $375,000, let me get the, it's a Lexus LFA. It's the 2012, which I put an order in on. And I mentioned that to Terry, I said, because I noticed that she seemed to be impressed with the Mercedes. And I said that now she was one of the women that was impressed. Not like this Sandy, who I thought was very rude. Terry was impressed, so I said, and by the way, I got a $375,000 order. I got the order in on the 375 LFA. Not bad for, and I made a joke.
And you made a joke about Japan.
Mr. Henry, would you allow me to say what it was that I did? Because it's a very sensitive area that she completely took out of context. I made a joke, and the joke was not bad for a country that's trying to bring back Godzilla. I did not mention Japan.
Brother.
Excuse me, sir. I did not mention Japan. I did not mention anything other than the Godzilla joke. That's when she gave me the same look the other one gave me. Now, you may not think that, you know, I don't know what you're angling at here.
Well, here's what I'm angling at. You made a joke about Japan? You know...
Whoa, hold on. You're talking to the boss. I'm not the employee. Employees are the ones that you can talk to like that, and I don't talk to my employees that way. But you can't talk to me as if I've done something millions of people across America are doing today.
You're making a joke about Japan in the middle of one of the worst disasters any country has ever seen. And you're doing it after talking about the Lexus that you just put an order in on, and then you fire the woman.
I fired her because she morally... You don't understand what a morals clause is, do you?
Yes, I do. I happen to have one in my contract.
All right. A morals... You do?
Yeah. And there's nothing in there about me getting canned or having anybody terminate my deal because I'm not laughing at a Godzilla joke.
I did not mention Japan. I said, bring back Godzilla, and it was about the Lexus. That was what it was all about.
And what did Ms. Sandoval do?
Ms. Sandoval did what the other one did. She turned her back on me and continued microwaving some a dish that she brought in that, I'm telling you, it smelled horrible. It smelled like a cross between something that was rotten, like something in a diaper. That's what she was cooking in my break room.
877-876-PHIL is the number here with Robert Greene as we talk about him mentioning the things he has to his employees so they'll feel more comfortable and more secure. Rachel in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Greene. I have 2 points that I would like to make. First of all, one is, you know, you'd mentioned about dropping money here and dropping money there, and I think that's absolutely great. You've been blessed. But my question is, when is the last time you dropped on your knees and got on the hard, solid ground of salvation to rely on for your business?
Well, I go to church every Sunday. I'm glad you asked me that question. I go to church
every Sunday. It should be every day.
Well, maybe in your religion, but in mine, Sunday's enough.
Okay.
And I thank God for the things that I've done.
That's great.
I don't give God all the credit. I give God credit for allowing me to live so I can go out and do what I do.
Okay.
Do you mind me asking what religion you are?
I don't want to say what religion I am. I don't think that's anyone's...
No, and it's not. That wasn't my point. My point was maybe Sandy was content.
It's a new Christian. It's kind of a new science of mind thing.
Okay, yeah, I've listened to you for a couple of hours now, and yeah. I'd really like you to listen to me if that's
possible.
Well,
you asked me a question. You asked me a question. I'm just telling
you. Know, maybe Sandy was content with what she has. Maybe she was already secure with what she had. And my other point is, you said that she was
secure, then why would she look at me like I was an ugly...
Okay, I'm going
to
get to that.
Go on a blind date with.
I'm going to get to that. I got a question for you, though. She was eating carrots, correct?
I don't know. It was something out of a cellophane. It looked like a carrot or celery or something like that. Yeah.
And because she's your employee, you know where she lives, and you know what she, you know what her phone number is. You know how to get a hold of her in case of an emergency. You know what kind of clothes she wears. What it's sounding like to me, really, is that you were trying to make a move on a married woman, and she took that offensively because, to me, why else would you bring up a $200,000 vehicle? I mean, just the fact that you have a job is enough for security. And I think you got rid of her because you were trying to come on to her, and because she didn't like that and didn't take it the right way, you figured if she got rid of him, that, you know, if she got rid of you, then maybe... Maybe okay. You wouldn't.
All right.
You just can't shut up, can you?
I think it's a... I'm talking now. I'm the host of the show. Yeah.
You sound like me, Phil.
I don't think I do, but... Bob, you know, what about that, man? What about the fact that you were probably, or at least in the mind of this young lady, and maybe in my own mind, you were hitting on this girl?
Well, that's really interesting, because I was talking to a room of about 7 women at the time, not focusing on any one in particular. So
okay,
I guess
well, maybe
blew that one. What's your name, Rachel? I guess you blew that.
It's Rochelle.
A real good point.
I didn't blow anything.
You were making a real good point. And I just topped you on that.
Oh, well, let's grow up a little bit.
I really don't care if you topped me. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it and help you get to the bottom of it, that if maybe she felt like you were making a move on her, you know, why else would you fire somebody for looking at you like that?
Why would I make a move on a fat girl? She was kind of, I better not say.
A fat girl. Well, let me tell you, fat girls,
are you?
Honey, they have feelings, too, and they actually do have families,
that,
and they do attract other
am
men.
Am I supposed to come on to her?
Look at Bob. You already said that you, and yet there's another one you fired because you said you had a Japanese-made car, the Lexus, a $375,000 car.
I don't have it yet.
Are you telling other guys that?
All right.
Are you bragging to other men about your things?
I
or is it just women?
Because women are more material-minded. Women
no,
like
No, they're
things.
Not. No, they're not.
Yes,
I've got so much money, it's not crazy,
have.
And I don't want for anything. Because I'm content and I'm secure.
Do you have more money than, like, an average guy would, though? You may have a lot of money for a woman.
Yeah, I'm
what
the breadwinner in my home.
Well, it's both of your money. Are you married?
Yes.
Then legally, it's both of your monies.
You're that's right, yours. It is. But
yeah,
I'm not materialistic. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether I've got a Mercedes or whether I've got a Honda or whether I've got a Pinto. You see what I'm saying?
You know that if you were...
You are stereotyping everybody
weekend,
and not even looking in your own backyard.
If I said to you, let's go out this weekend, I've got a $375,000 Lexus, you'd be in my car before
no,
even sundown.
No, I wouldn't, because I don't
have to,
date
I
people
have to wait
that are like you.
You'd walk to my house. You'd walk to my house.
No,
she wouldn't. Are you listening to her?
No.
Well, come on.
I could
come
never
on.
Live with somebody like that. You're pathetic.
I said live with me. I said go out on a date with me. You wouldn't wait for me to pick you up. You'd walk
why
to
would
my
you
house.
Date somebody that you don't plan on marrying? That's stupid.
How do I know I want to marry you unless I see how you react to my car?
Why would I care? I want if
because
I'm going to
because it's a $375,000 Lexus that you would walk to my house to...
All right, we already heard that. It's Rachel... Rachel, thank you very much for the call. Rochelle, I'm sorry. Rochelle, thank you very much for the call. 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green on the line with us as we talk about money and what it means to be an employer with a lot of money. He flashes it around so his employees will feel more comfortable and secure and will know that their boss has money. And we just find out now that he's fired another woman because he made a joke about Godzilla. You know, folks, let me just tell you something. No Japanese jokes. I mean, and I'm a guy, you know, I enjoy a good joke as much as the next guy. And I enjoy, you know, all kinds of satire. Japanese jokes? Anybody telling Japanese jokes these days is a slob. I'm sorry. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, you can watch us doing our thing online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And that is the online home of our radio show, and we are also taking a look as we go through the evening at video from various sites having to do with the, you know, the tsunami and trying to keep you up to date on that. We're looking at CNN and Fox and some, and we also have the Japanese website, the Japanese network, NHK, that we do occasionally bring up online just so you guys can see what's up. But join us online at philhendryshow.com, especially if you are not within the vicinity of one of our great affiliates, and we've got a lot of good ones. But if you're, for whatever reason, not there, you can, as I say, access the videocast. 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green on the line with me from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, a multi-store chain and a successful chain, Bob, and I don't begrudge you that. I truly don't. I think what we're hearing tonight are from people who think your method of making your employees feel secure by saying, look how much money your boss has, and then firing them if they don't show any understanding or appreciation of that is what people are finding fault from.
Well, I was half waiting for you to say, what say you, like O'Reilly does, Phil, because it sounds like you've got pretty much one of those right-wing shows like he does.
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm conservative, but please don't compare me to somebody else.
All right, but you're comparing me to a sexual deviant because I looked at a woman. I told her that I have a $200,000 Mercedes and a $375,000 Lexus, and she looked at me as if I had a physical deformity having to do with you know what. And I'm not supposed to get mad about that.
I'm just telling you, people have said, and I agree, that that sounds like something that one could only come up with in one's own mind. 877-876-PHIL. James in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, James. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I've been listening to your comments about that. This guy here, he's, to me, his ego is way out there. I mean, it don't matter about how much money you've got. It's how you treat your employees. If you don't treat your employees right, your employees and pay them the right amount of money, I mean, minimum wages ain't nothing. They are the ones that pay your money.
They can feel secure that they work for a guy who can afford an LFA.
You talking about your $200 Mercedes, your $375. $375,000 Lexus. That don't mean nothing.
That's right,
people. That don't mean nothing to people.
They're secure. They're secure with me.
Employees are looking for somebody who is going to secure them in their job. Money.
Why did you do that?
Because I just heard him hit his button.
What do you mean he hit his button?
You know, I just heard that guy's. Yeah, you hit the button on your phone. I heard it. So why can't I?
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
he
don't want to listen to the real thing, you see. That's what it is.
I want to listen to the real thing, but you haven't said anything that tells me why it's bad for me to say I've got a Lexus to my female employees.
Your employees don't want to hear that. They want to know what you want to do for them. They want to know
what I'm doing
for
them.
How's that doing something for them?
You're not going there telling them, you're not doing anything by telling them you got a $200,000 Mercedes.
Yes, I am. By saying that I've got a $375,000 Lexus. Let me ask you, sir. Can I ask you something?
Hey,
sir, I want to ask something. Sir.
Let me tell you something. That's like telling a pimp how to make a woman and break her down.
Here we go with the pimp again. I want to ask you.
Yeah, because that's what
I said to the lady. The Lexus comes from a country that's resurrecting Godzilla.
All right. Well, you guys aren't hearing each other, okay? You're talking over each other.
You are
this guy doesn't want to listen to the truth. No, I'm not.
That's what you
no,
do, man.
No way, no way, no way. I'm saying to my employees, get a load of this, $375,000 Lexus from the land that wants to resurrect Godzilla, and they want to turn me into the labor board.
Godzilla jokes at this particular time in the Japanese people are suffering is tasteless.
Tell me this, then. Tell me this, sir. How much you pay your employee? What is it? You pay them minimum wages, a good wages? You get them bonus? You get them holiday
pay? I pay them $11 an hour. All right. And, okay. What else do you want to know?
I'm listening.
$11 an hour.
That's it.
Oh, listen to Vanderbilt, will you? Listen to how are you?
No paid insurance or nothing?
Well, the insurance thing, as you know, Obama's doing that. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, Obama's doing that. All right, I got to take a break, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
You don't know that Obama's doing that.
Phil Henry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You may have free speech, Mr. Green, and we're back with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. I understand you have free speech. You're absolutely right, you have free speech. I also have the freedom to think it's pretty tasteless, you know. And we're discussing Mr. Green making this joke about Godzilla in the break room of his business. Not only that, but you fired a woman.
Well, I will tell you, Mr. Henry, that I feel that I have every right to say what I want in my own business. We can look at the Terry Sandoval case again. I think that she was very insulting when she turned her back on me and put something into the microwave in our break room that was let off a stench that frankly contaminated the entire employee lounge area and my office. That was how much of a stench it was. And
what are you talking about something she brought for lunch?
Yes, sir. She brought it in a Tupperware container. And, you know, we thought long and hard before we let Terry go. But cooking that after turning her back on me.
You said Godzilla and you made light of the situation in Japan. It was a very tasteless thing to do, regardless of the Lexus that you put in an order for.
Well, I was not aware that it was tasteless to exercise your freedom of speech.
Don't you understand? You understand, sir, that there's such a thing as sensitivity.
Of course I do.
All right, well, that is what we're talking about here. Gilbert Gottfried, who is the voice of Aflac, which is a major sponsor of so many television and radio shows, was fired after tweeting some things about Japan.
Well, that's a problem I don't have. I'm the boss.
Yeah, exactly. And so you have to, in my opinion, watch what you say all the more. 877-876-PHIL. Here is David in Mobile, Alabama, on the Phil Henry Show. David, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think that Mr. Green does not respect his employees whatsoever. Also, it sounded like in the break room it was a casual situation. It really wasn't a business meeting. That's why he was sitting there boasting about his wealth. He was making jokes about Godzilla. It seems like the atmosphere, he was trying to make it very relaxing and comfortable to the employees. If I was an employee, you know, if it was that kind of an atmosphere, why couldn't the employees microwave something? He was making light of subjects. Why couldn't they? Why did it offend him?
Because what that woman was microwaving, sir, smelled like human waste,
sir. But
that's the best I can say.
Let me ask. I want to ask a question, David. Do you think it's the time and the place to start making jokes about Godzilla and this and that, seeing what Japan's going through, and then firing a woman when she doesn't like the joke?
No. It wasn't right. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, that's a loaded question.
Well, I'm just trying
to ask that question, Mr. Henry, because you know that the listener, he's going to be on your side, because you're the host. You're the talk show host.
Mr.
David wants to kiss up to you.
And let this man talk for himself. Go ahead, David.
Mr. Green, I'm showing you respect. I'm from the South.
Thank you.
I would respect some also. Mr. Green, before this meeting, was your employees told it was a business meeting, not lunchtime?
Were they told it was a business meeting, not lunchtime? They knew it was lunchtime. It was lunchtime.
It was a business
meeting. But it's also, when I walk into the room, everyone knows it's business. So, yes, it was lunch, but I walked in, and I walked in wearing a very nice suit, and everyone could see over my shoulder my car parked in the lot. That's the thing I didn't tell you. When you look past me, where I stand in the lunchroom, when you look past me, you can see my car in the lot. So there's a sort of an effect. And everyone knows, that's ever worked for me for any length of time, that when I show up, it's all business.
It's well, all sir, business. Do they stop eating?
I'm just trying to understand. This was a lunch meeting.
It was a lunch. They were having lunch, and then it turned into a business meeting as soon as I showed up.
Sir, if yes? you, that's the whole point. If you respected your employees and they're on lunch, let's wait till the employees get done with their lunch and
that's
then
fine.
Call the meeting.
That's not what I do. And
that's not
I
what
do
you
it for a reason. No, I don't do that because when I stand in the doorway and they can look over my shoulder and see my car in the parking lot, there's a kind of a cinematic effect
that says lunch is over,
time for business.
But, Mr. Green, before you own this store...
You still here?
Yes, he's here.
What did you do for a living? When you was in high school, what did you do? Did you work?
My father supported him. When I was in high school, my father supported us.
What?
What did I do for a living?
Well, did you have a job? Did you have a job, another job, as a lot of teenagers did?
I had jobs, yeah. I worked for my father.
All right, I got to take another call, David. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. I think, you know, in a lot of ways when you interrupt people, Mr. Green, you're making them a little nervous.
Well, I have a right to get my point out. And the gentleman asked the question, what did I do? How did I make a living when I was in high school? My father supported our family. What about yours?
Well, you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
When I was in high school, my father was long gone. My mother was supporting us.
Well, don't give me. You don't pretend like you're some guy, like you're in a Jacob Riis book, okay?
I'm just till you asked me, and I'm telling you. 877-876-PHIL. Going on to Tom in Bloomington, Illinois. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead.
Hi. I just had a couple quick comments to make. There are people that would love to get on your show that have something really important to say. This businessman, if he really, in fact, is a businessman, is drinking the same Kool-Aid as Charlie Sheen right now. He is so out of touch, he is a total embarrassment. And I doubt if he thinks his car and his money is going to get him a girl. He probably doesn't have any
I'm
men
friends. I'm not looking for a woman.
Your employees don't have money to buy gasoline. You just look stupid. The only thing I have to say is you, sir, I don't care where you live, what kind
of
car you drive, you sound
you
so
do.
Stupid. You are pathetic. Pathetic.
I think you're jealous.
Get off the phone and
jealousy.
Quit embarrassing yourself.
I
don't have much more to say.
I've got a $375,000 Lexus and you don't.
Sir, I know many people that have money. They don't brag about
their car. You may know them, but you ain't one of them. And
because
I tell that to my employees.
Especially now when times
secure.
Are tough, you don't tell your employees that you have a $300,000 car. They're worried about buying groceries. You sound so stupid, none of them are talking to you. And if they do, it's only because they have to and they need a job. You are stupid.
Well, you know, I don't know. I demand that you apologize. No one talks to me like that. Is the man there?
No,
Tom, you gone?
You can
Tom's,
fire
demand,
him. Go ahead.
Tell the man to apologize to me.
I'm not going
to
tell him to apologize to you.
How many men pat you on the back and say, "Boy, you are really living right"? I doubt
a lot of them. A lot
of them.
Just about every other guy during the week will say, "Bob, you've got it figured out." But you, I demand you apologize to me.
He's not going to apologize.
You're
the man's
trying to explain to the public that you are so happy and good, feeling good about yourself, and you
That's
look
right.
at that stuff, and it doesn't make you feel good. It makes you think, boy, I
no,
spent a lot of money. That
great.
Makes you feel, and we don't have any
I want
real
my employees to know that they're
sure.
secure. That
you
their
are
boss is smart enough to own
and
a record.
I'm working, so I'm going to get off the phone. You need to
you're
an embarrassment, mister. An embarrassment.
Sir,
it's
you
sad.
Are running away
it's
from
sad.
The truth about yourself that you
and
can't
you
afford.
And you're not
All right,
a comedian,
Bob.
So don't tell jokes.
I'm not
anyway,
going to be a comedian.
Thanks for your time.
You didn't think the Godzilla
the
line was good. Tell me. Oh, he's hanging up. What a gutless.
No, he doesn't have to tell you. I can tell you, and anybody will tell you. Thank you, Tom, for your call. That was about as insensitive a thing to do. It's not classy. Anybody making Japanese jokes these days is a jackass, isn't funny, and people know them for what they are, lame and desperate.
You know something, Phil? You know, you're a radio host. You're a big deal. You can talk to me like that. You know that I can buy and sell you, right? You know that, right?
Bob, hear it.
No, hold on. You know that I can buy and sell you. Tell me that you at least know that.
Yes, okay, I know that.
All right. So because you're a big-time radio star, you can say that I'm lame and desperate. Desperate for what?
Desperate for attention. Anybody that tells those kinds of jokes here in the middle of the suffering of those poor people, desperate for attention. Here is, I think it's Rob on Long Island. Hi, Rob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'd like to ask this gentleman a question before I say anything. Just out of curiosity, sir, how many employees do you actually have?
Well, we have 14 stores, and you average about 30 to 40 employees a store. But overall corporate-wise, we've got 900 employees, including our stock business. We have our own trucks, so around 900.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing him, Phil. How many did he say he had?
He said 900 employees, around 900.
Okay. So I want to clarify something, because according to him, he says his employees make $11 an hour. So
that means
that they're making approximately $22,000 a year, and he walks into a room to tell seven of them how he just bought a car that costs more than their collective salaries put together. I don't quite get why he sees this as being appropriate. The whole Godzilla thing aside, we can discuss that because I can't imagine him walking in if he had bought a car made in Israel, would he be talking about, hey, that, you know, that's pretty great for a state that's avoiding the ovens. You know, does that seem like an appropriate comment to you? Or if he had walked in and said, you know, this is the kind of car that gets, you know, the girl's juices flowing, does that seem like an appropriate comment? But yet he feels that he can attack a nationality based on what exactly?
I didn't attack a nationality, sir. I simply said to my employees, in order that they would know that their boss has enough money that they don't have to fear for their jobs. See, that was the whole point, that I have enough money that our company is doing that well that they'll never have to worry about their jobs, unless, of course, they pulled what two of them pulled today.
I'm sure they felt incredibly relieved to know that you could pay $375,000 for a car while they only make $11 an hour. I'm sure that the prospect of you giving them a raise of even just 10% would have been much more comforting to them than the concept of you paying the, as I said before, collectively more than the seven people that you were speaking to made in that year.
There are some things that are worth more than money. I'm still not done speaking. I'm still not done speaking. You still have a job, and that your boss wears a nice suit.
Let the gentleman finish.
Secondly, let's have a little discussion about how massively insecure you must be that you felt the need to address women about the size of your car and the size of the cost of the car. That seems to me like you're overcompensating.
Because that one woman looked at me like I had a small one, so that's why I didn't say I had the car because of that. But she looked me up and down like maybe women have looked you on occasion,
and it seems to me like a person who is more secure in themselves wouldn't have to walk in and brag about how they just had spent $500,000 on two cars. That seems to me like you're incredibly insecure that I have money. Let me ask you, you know that one woman who I said
$375,000 car. I don't know if you're married, but women would walk to my house to be...
Yeah, you already said that a woman will walk to your house to ride around in your car.
No, I did not. I said to that one woman,
Phil,
I did.
Phil, he's basically making the this car gets the girls. He's making a neo sexual reference.
Of course it does. I said that to prove the point that yes, it does. But that's not why I brought it up. I brought it up to make them feel better that I have a $375,000 Lexus.
The only point you're proving. The only point that you're proving is that what you're taking out of your business is massively outsized in comparison to what you're paying your employees.
Right.
And secondly, the only other thing that you're proving is that you are so vastly insecure with yourself that you feel the need to brag about the material things that you have rather than your ability to be a good employee.
Well, I've allowed you to do all the talking, sir, and you haven't done very well with it because
if you don't like my comments, feel free to fire me. Or better yet, if you think you can, sue me. Because I'd love to see that go through court. And I would love to have somebody bring up
You've already said several things that are actionable, and I would sue you if I could get to you.
I tell you what we'll do.
You won't even tell me what your last name is.
Mr. Henry, are you listening?
All right. We got to take a break. I appreciate. No, I'm not going to put him on hold.
That guy was.
Yeah. All right. So that was about as meaningless an exchange as I ever heard in my life. The two of those guys going back and forth. And Bob, you with that $375,000 Lexus, let me tell you something, brother. It's just, it's not getting it done. All right, we're going to come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for Patriots by Patriots, in a moment, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour is our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil and Robert Green here with us for our final segment as we talk about what bosses do and what employees do and, you know, how all of these things ultimately work. And, of course, in Bob's mind, having money as a boss is a big, big part of impressing your employees. We'll take a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Scott in Houston. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Bob. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi. Bob, are you familiar with Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart? Are you familiar with this story?
Sam Walton. No, I'm not. I don't really. No.
Sam Walton was the founder of Walmart, and even after he had made millions upon millions of dollars, he still drove around town in his beaten-up pickup truck and his work boots and jeans. Didn't feel the need to have to show everybody how much money he had, and yet he kept his employees very well motivated and grew his business into a billion-dollar empire. What do you think about that?
What about it? I don't understand what you're talking about. I've got an empire. I've got a business. I got employees. I got money.
Yeah, but Sam Walton.
I don't need any advice. I don't need any help. I don't need any Sam Walton or anybody else's help in running my business. I came on here to give advice to other people on how to run their business. You know what I mean?
Sam Walton has his employees' respect.
Sam Walton has his employees' respect?
Sir, I won't interrupt you if you please won't interrupt me. All I'm saying
is
that...
I don't need any advice, though. You called up to give me advice. I don't need any.
He's not calling up to give you advice.
I'm not asking. I'm not offering advice.
I mean, I heard about Sam Walton when people did... I guess something happened. Did he sell his company or something? And I thought, okay. And now all I ever hear about is Sam Walton. So I have to be honest with you. I made myself a promise that I would never willingly listen to anybody talk about Sam Walton. Now I have to listen to you, see? So I've lied to myself. Go ahead.
Okay, so you lied to yourself. Go on, sir.
Well, I feel you're talking to me or to Bob?
I'm talking to you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. My point, Bob, is that Sam Walton
is about out of time, Phil.
Will you let me run the show and let this guy talk?
No, you're out of time. Yeah, there's the music. He's out of time.
Sam Walton. Excuse me?
Yeah, no, he's out of time. He's out of time, Scott. Mr. Henry's out of time. Okay? So anyway, thanks a lot for really giving us a big phone call here to go out with. What a bore.
Well, if you let the guy finish.
Phil Henry.
Boring.